So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'omer Tnuget Zeh Le'ishti Shtar Shecher Zeh Le'Avdi V'Mes Lo Yitnu La'Achar Misa. A person who tells someone to deliver a get to his wife, or Shtar Shecher to his servant, but he did not yet hand him the get, if he then dies, the get and the Shtar Shecher shall not be given afterwards, because as Rashi explains, a get takes effect only when the Eved Ve'isha, or the Shliach, accepts it, and then get La'Achar Misa. A get cannot take effect after his death, because the Eved Ve'isha already left the husband's and master's jurisdiction when he died. However, in the previous Mishnah's case of Ha'omer Ten Get Zeh Le'Ishti V'Shtar Shecher Zeh Le'Avdi, he both told the Shliach and handed him the get. Therefore, if he wishes then to retract, the Chacham hold regarding Shechrer, Eino Chayzer, the Meshaleach cannot retract, because Mishar Rishon Nezachel HaShliach Le'Eved Lias Meshechrer, the Shechrer takes effect from when the Shliach accepts it. The Mishnah continues, however, Tenu Man Lish Plaini B'Mes Yitnu La'achar Misa. If he tells someone to give a money to so-and-so, but he did not yet hand him the money, if he then dies, the money shall be given afterwards. And the Gemara cites Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta B'Shmei de Rav, V'hu Shetzibur N'Menochem Mekaren Zavas. Rav adds that the money is given only if it was already prepared in a specific place. And the Gemara offers two explanations. Rav Zvit says, Bebari, the Mishnah is discussing a healthy person who gave the instructions while the designated recipient was present. Uketrav hu nam rav, mana li biyatcha teneu loy lepleini b'may mitzlashdan kana. And the Mishnah concurs with Rav, who says that if a person tells his friend, give the money that you owe me to so-and-so while all three are present, the recipient immediately acquires the money. Therefore, in our Mishnah, only if the money was sipurin, is the halacha yidnu lachar misa. Because as Rashi explains, Rav Zvid holds that the halacha of b'may mitzlashdan applies only to a pekadin, money that was given for safekeeping, because the kani le kol hecha de ise, the money exists and is owned by the giver wherever it is, and ownership can be transferred by mayim shloshtim. However, if the money was not tziburin, the halacha is layitnu la'achar misa, because mayim shloshtim does not apply to a milva alone, because the money does not exist and is not owned by the nisen to be transferred by mayim shloshtim. But Papa says bishchiv mara. The Mishnah is discussing a case of a dying person. Uke'idach the Rav, the Amar Rav Shchiv Mar Shomar Tenu Mana Lepleini Minichzai Mana Ze Noisnin Mana Stam Ein Noisnin. And the Mishnah concurs with another teaching of Rav that if a Shchiv Mar says, "Give a mana from my assets to so and so," and then he died, it depends. If it was Siburin, which means he referred to specific money, the money must be given to the recipient. Because Divrei Shchiv Mara, Kiksuvin Ukumisurin Damo, a dying person's instructions are considered as a kinyan, and the recipient immediately acquires the money. However, if it was not Tziburin, which means he did not refer to specific money, the money is not given to the recipient because Chashinun Shemamano Kavur Kamar. There is a possibility that his intentions were for a mana that was buried in the ground, of which we are not aware. The Gemara explains that Rav Papa holds that if he was a Bari, and it was B'mayim Shloshtan, even if the money was not tziburin, still yidnu lachar misa, because ksav rapapa kiyom rav loishna b'milva v'loishna b'pikadon. Rapapa holds that rav's halacha b'may mishloshin kana is in all cases, in both a pikadon and a milva. And the Gemara proceeds to understand rav's reasoning for b'milva. B'taim amai, how does the recipient acquire something that does not exist? Amemer initially explains that b'milva kana, because Nasa Ka'imrle Bishas Matan Mois, Shabad Nalach Ledidach Ulachoda Asumach Masach. It's considered as if the leiva, the borrower, stayed at the time of the loan, "I am indebted to you and to all your successors." However, the Gemara asks that this is not so, because Maimich Lashon would then apply only to a successor who was alive at the time of the loan. But Ha'hikna Lenayladim Delehav Bishas Matan Mois Loikanu, Maimich Lashon would not apply to a successor who is born after the loan, because in odemakne ledavish in ba'olam, a person cannot transfer an item to a person who is not yet existent. Therefore, Rav Ashi explains that b'milva kana, because b'hi hana the komeshtani le bein milva yishana l'milva chadasha gamar mishab nafshe. The leiva now agrees to indebt himself to a new malva, because he benefits from that. He can now more likely postpone the loan payment until a later date. However, the Gemara asks that this is not so, because my mishloshim would then apply only to a recipient who is willing to postpone the payment. But kugoyin hani debe bar al yashiv, the kafti v'shakli la'alta hachanamid leikonu. My mishloshim would not apply to those recipients who are not willing to postpone the payment. And we cannot say that my mishloshim does not apply in certain cases, because imkein nasata devarecha l'shiurim. Takanas chacham are generally uniform. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, Elo Amar Zutra, Hanitlas Mili Shavini Rabbanan Kehilchas Abalai Taima. My Mishloshin is one of the three halachas that the Chacham initiated without a given reason. This discussion continues in the next daf.